Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Masay, Day 4. Next up from Zohar 1, 209b. So Zohar begins to explain a verse here that says in the story of Joseph, when he was united with his brothers, with other tribes, and they're crying, even though they're alone, but Makol Nishma Beis Paro, and the voice was heard in the house of Pharaoh. So Zohar explains this figuratively. Mandat Solit Slosay, one who prays his prayer, Vakom Kamimori, gets up before his master, because he says the prayer is standing up, means spiritually his neshama stands up to ascend to transcendental connection. So in that state, Yitzrichale, it's necessary for him to lol the Mishma Kali Betzlosay, he should not let his voice be heard in his prayer. Because he's praying the Shemon Esrei, goes up to the world of Tzilis, which is a category of thought, which is like a state of silence. So he's supposed to mouth the words without actually say, making a voice heard. Uman de Ashma Koli B'Tzlosei, one who causes his verse voice to be heard in his prayer, Tzlosei Lo Shtama, his prayer is not heard. My time, what is the reason? Begin to Tzlosei Lav Ihi HaKola De Shtama, because the prayer is not that voice that is heard. How kol ishtama lav hitzlosa, because that voice that is heard is not the prayer. Mani hitzlosa, what is the prayer? Do kolo achra, there's another voice, the talia b'kolo dishma, that depends upon the voice that is heard. Mani kolo ishtama, what is the voice that is heard? Do how kol to hupavav, is that voice which is the vav. That vav is like a, looks like a stick from above to below, like a pipeline, it connects above and below. It's like the voice connects above and below. Connects what is a thought in the mind to what is enunciated in words in the mouth. Kola, the talibay, the voice that it depends upon. Doha kol below vav. This is the voice, the word kol written without a vav. But sometimes the word kol, voice, is written with a vav, sometimes without a vav. So, begin koch, because of this, Lord Tzvichale, the Baranosh, it's not necessary for a person. The Mishma Kale, Vesosli. Make his voice heard in his prayer. Ela, rather it's Allah Balachash, to pray silently, Bahao Kola Lo Shtama, that unheard voice. Adoi Slosa is Kabbalah study, and this is a prayer that is always received. Vasimanechan, a sign for this, explains it based on this opening verse. Kol Nishman, the voice was heard, as we said in the house of Paro, Kol Below Vava Nishma. The word is kol, voice, is written Torah without a vav, it is heard. This is a prayer that is in silence. So what the Zohar is saying here is that there's two types of voice. There's a type of voice, in a simple way, that's revealed in this world, the person speaks and is heard in the world, and that corresponds above the divine flow that comes, Hashem makes as if heard, he causes the revelation of providence, we can hear the message from him, he's transmitting to us, we get the flow from him, and the world of Briya, Tzira, Nasiya, the lower worlds. And that's called a kol, a voice with a vav. So vav is connection from above to below. But then there's also a voice, which is the voice of thought. Like a person hears a voice in his mind, and the Torah writes that without a vav. It's also a voice, but it's a voice in the transcendental state, the upper state, the upper sephiros, in the world of Atzilus. The person davens the Shemon Esrei, he's standing prayer, he stands, the soul stands up to ascend to the world of Atzilus, to the world of thought, therefore his physical voice is not supposed to be heard. And that prayer is always heard above, because when a person is like, is in the world of Atzilus, it should be sealed only to be in Atzilus. Because in Atzilus there's no hold of the negative forces. So if a person is careful, he just mouths the words of the Shemon Esrei, of the silent standing prayer, and is not actually heard. So the cause is that also his thoughts and his intention above remain sealed in the world of Atzilus, not expressed beneath. So negative forces cannot have any connection, not have any hold on his prayer, as always heard above in heaven and answered. And this is hinted to in the voice that says that was heard in the house of Pharaoh, at the time Yosef was reunited with his brothers, because in the parable, Yosef is like the viceroy, referring to a person that Hashem gave rulership in the world and over his life and the things he's involved with. The house of Pharaoh is like the king's if it were Hashem. So when a person is davening, He needs to unite his inner self, his true point of malchus, of kingship, who he really is, with the other tribes, which are the rest of the powers of the soul. As we see with the Sefer Yetzirah, that the 12 tribes correspond to the 12 months, that correspond to 12 limbs of the body and 12 powers of the self. When a person is praying, he's uniting all the powers of himself, and from that comes his voice of prayer to Hashem. When he's careful to be silent, that you remain only in the world of thought, just to mouth the words, and not to be heard out physically, and everything is happening in his mind and heart, so then the voice is heard above in heaven by Hashem, and the prayer is answered. And furthermore, we see another example of silent prayer. The Siv B'Chana is written by Chana. She was the mother of Shmuel HaNavi, and she prayed for him. The Kolo Lo Yishama, and her voice was not heard. And the Gemara actually learns out the laws of the Shmuel HaNavi, the silent prayer, from Chana. And we know that Chana, through her prayer, she drew the soul of Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi is the one who anointed David HaMelech, who is the one, his soul is drawn from Malchus of Atzilus, and his job, his whole job is to raise Malchus of Atzilus, which fell into the lower worlds, be it Tzir Nesiyah, back up into Atzilus, the world of silent prayer. So Shmuel HaNavi, who was the root of this, was drawn through this prayer of Chana. So specifically, her voice was not heard in order to draw down this root of Shmuel HaNavi, leading to David HaMelech, leading to the final redemption, when all the worlds, it says, will be restored, B'yot Tziyu Nesiyah, up into the world of Atzilus, and will all be in a state of thought. We'll all be able to do everything telepathically, to be able to just will something and make it happen just through thought and will and meditation. So as it says, her voice is not heard. Do I Tzlosa to Kutcher Brichu Kobol? This is the prayer that the Holy Blessed Be receives. Kad Is Avid Go Re'usa V'Kavana V'Tikuna K'rikoyos. When it's made amidst will and intention and set as is fitting. Will, intention, and set from the right, left, and middle side of all the spheres of the self, the united coming together, aligned, praying up to Hashem. To unite the unification of his master as is fitting every day, which is drawing it down, left, right, left, middle dynamic, the spheres into Malchus, wrapping them all up, revealing Hashem's unity at all levels in all worlds. Tochazi, come and see me in revelation. When I call Nishman, the voice is heard. Tohu kal, love of, this is voice without a vav. Tohu kal, the b'chachas, al maknish vishan, al maknish sheni. This is the voice that cries over the first temple and the second temple. So that's another idea of it lacking a vav, means lacking revelation of light. And this is not contradicting the previous explanation that the word kol without a vav is referring to the world of Atzilus, which is not drawn below. Because Hagufa, this itself is the exile of the fact that the worlds of Briya, Tzir, and Asiya have fallen down to beneath Atzilus, and Hashem's light is not revealed over there. That is the root of the moon's light being diminished, which is a representation of the Shekhinah not shining in the world. And that came the destruction of the first temple and the second temple. When the world to come, the third temple will be rebuilt, and all the worlds will ascend to the state of Atzilus, and it will be perfect Hamshacha, and the voice will be complete. We hear the voice of Hashem in everything, all the time, and will be in the level of thought and prophecy all the time. Nishma is heard, if you want to Omar, as you find it says, Kol Brahma Nishma, the voice is heard on high. Rachel is crying from this world, from a lack of light, and Hashem hears that voice, and from that awakening voice from below, eventually He'll shine His voice down from above and complete us and raise us up back to Atzilus. Brahma on high, my time, Brahma with me on high, the Almighty Lord is upper world, Amadasi, the world to come, which is Bina. So Malchus is crying over the fact that it's not equal to Bina. Simenech, Sarvis, Mino Rama, from Rama by base Kale, the house of Kale, from Bina to Malchus. Mino Olam Adon, from eternity to eternity, which is also explained referring to Bina to Malchus, from world to world, upper world to lower world. Hachab Rama, here on high, Do Amma Elod, is the supernal world. Do Haba Hai Shaita, behold that time, Deep Rama Nishma is heard on high. Gedein Maxiv, then what is written, by Gro Hashem Lakim Savakos, by Yemuhu, Hashem Lakim posts called on that day, the Fchi for crying and misbehaving for eulogy. A kol nishma leilu, the voice is heard way above in the surrounding lights, all the way up to the keser. My time, what's the reason? Begin the vav is rachak mistalik min, because the vav is distanced and departed from him. We don't have hamshach of Atzilus, a drawing of the world of Atzilus into the lower world, so we cry that Malchus is deficient and we don't see the revelation of the Shekhinah in the world. Then and then Rachel, which represents the Shekhinah of Vakal, b'nei is crying for her children that we don't perceive Hashem in this world. Me'anali nachemo b'nei, she refuses to be comforted for her children. Ki'enenu, because they're not. He's crying over the exile and how the exile of consciousness, we don't feel Hashem. We don't experience divinity. Shekhinah is hidden. Kinenu, because they're not kinenu miboyle, because they are not. What does it mean? No, he is not. Elai kinenu, but he is not. Volkimu has explained kinenu. He is not. The bailo ishtachachimo, that the husband is not found with her. That the light of Zanfim Atzilus is not found with Malchus of Atzilus, because the dad of Malchus is exiled, and we don't feel Hashem's presence. The mole bailo ishtachachimo, because word that her husband is found with her, the light of Zanfim was shining to Malchus. Tisnachem alayo, should be comforted over them. This is the real consolation that we're waiting for. Behold, then her children would not be in exile. We would know Hashem, would feel Hashem. And that's a state of redemption. Begin the inenu, because he is not lav ihi misnachma al benoha. She is not consolated over, consoled over her children. Begin the benoha israch gumina, because the children are distanced from her, al dinenu ima, because they're not with her. Tochzi, come and see a new revelation. Kad yokum kutchabichu lahai kol me afra. When only blessed be he will raise up this voice from the dust, the malchus. We raise out of lower worlds back into Atzilus. We schaber above and touch to the above to be touched to Zeran Pinim Atzilus. Then, kol madis avad binayu, bezim de gedulusa, all that was lost for them in the time of exile, all the lights and all the experiences and all the awareness and all the consciousness, is hodar will be restored. Is adnun, and they will delight in the harani lorns, supernal lights, the tosfin, that the air we go, amali law, from midst the upper world. From midst the darkness of exile, all that we suffered, the lack and the suffering, and the pain and the deficiency, the lack of consciousness, from having gone to these places, held on to Hashem nonetheless, we'll experience a much, much greater revelation, much more intense, and everything will be worth it many, many times over, like an investment that reaps many, many dividends, many, many times over. As it says, should be on that day, talk of a shofar gadol, will be blown, the great shofar. We'll roll over the Emirates Ashur, those that lost the land of Ashur, Chaldea will come, when he dochim, those that dispersed, and the dispersed spirits, Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt. Yishtachavu Hashem, and they shall bow down to Hashem HaKodesh, and the Holy Mount, Yerushalayim, and Jerusalem. All those dispersed in all corners of the world, Hashem hears a great shofar voice, light of Bina, which gathers together, reveals the unity from midst adversity. So all the dispersion of the people will be gathered, everyone will come back to one place and recognize one Hashem, and be united, one goal, just to find, experience Hashem's presence in the universe.